Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Vicky from Covington is. Vicky, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Vicky has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Okay.
All right, you ready, Vicky?
Yes.
Elmo and Cookie Monster are from what show?
Sesame Street.
Correct. On this day in 1892, Whitcomb Judson invented the clasp locker, better known as what?
The zipper.
That's right. How many sets of cousins are in the Backstreet Boys?
How many what?
Sets of cousins are in the Backstreet Boys.
What?
Yes. Entomology is the study of what?
Pass.
What law school did both Bill and Hillary Clinton attend?
Yale.
Correct. What is the top-selling candy bar in the United States?
Snickers.
It is. Vienna is the capital of what country?
Switzerland.
No.
Vienna. Italy?
No.
Yeah.
What fashion designer founded the Polo line?
Vienna. I don't know fashion designers. Yeah.
What is the name of the bugle called played at dusk?
Taps.
Yes. We've got 6 points on the board for you, Vicky. Not bad at all. And the cheat sheet definitely helped.
Yes.
You were
definitely.
On it. You were so on it. Mm-hmm. Oh, he does have a game face on. Did you see that? He was mean mugging.
I got to avenge that tie from earlier. I'm very disappointed in myself.
Migs, are you ready?
All right.
Elmo and Cookie Monster are from what show?
Sesame Street.
Correct. Whitcomb Judson invented the clasp locker on this day in 1892, better known as what?
It's National Zipper Day, so that would be a zipper.
It is. How many sets of cousins are there in the Backstreet Boys?
I have no idea. 2?
No.
1?
Yes. Entomology is the study of what?
Entermans, the delicious treats.
No.
It's the study of entomology?
No.
Entertainment.
No. What law school did both Bill and Hillary Clinton attend?
Oh, Harvard.
No.
Oh, Yale?
Yes. Oh. What is the top-selling candy bar in the United States?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Nope.
Snickers.
Yes. Vienna is the capital of what country?
Sausage.
No.
Arnold's country. Isn't it Austria?
It is. What fashion designer founded the Polo line?
Ralph Lauren?
Yes. What is the name of the bugle called bugle call played at dusk?
Oh, man. That's all I know. The Bugle Boys.
No.
Bugle-licious.
No.
Bugle, bugle, bugle.
Steve?
No.
You got 7 correct, and that is a win. 7-6. You were so close, Vicky. Next time.
Oh, man.
Have a good one.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Oh, that bugle one's going to bother me.
Well, neither of you knew that entomology is the study of insects.
Yeah, no clue.
But our friend Vicky, she knew that the bugle call at dusk is called taps. Did you know that?
Yes.
Dang it. But you still won.
I know, but I should have known that one.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, once a year, we do something that no other radio station dares to do.
Come to work.
Not that. Live Night. Live Night is back, and we're going to be doing it at Snoqualmie Casino.
Back at Snoqualmie Casino, and they have that new ballroom. I am so fired up for this.
I have been to the ballroom
yes.
and seen a show there, and it is so sensational. The theme this year is going to be yachty and naughty.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to wear your captain's hat?
Yeah, I can't tell you where I'm going to wear it, though, because it's yachty and naughty.
We hope that you can join us Friday, February 13th. You can get all the details at KISW.com.
So it's us doing everything live, the men's room doing everything live. And when we say everything live, we mean like the sound effects, the music. It's just going to be a blast. All the warts, too. I mean, it's a train wreck in the making, and it's going to be a great time at Snoqualmie.
You don't want to miss it, so join us.
The Daily Migs Show.
ScreenRant.com is ranting again, Steve Migs.
They're angry.
I know, it's a shocker. They put together this list of rock songs that they say have the best opening lines.
Okay, I love that. Kind of sucks you in, hooks
For
you
sure.
right from the get-go.
This is an example, number one on their list.
Now, they're number one. I argue, is it rock?
Well, you can't tell.
Danny, do you know this one?
I do, but I was trying to, I'm trying to picture the beginning of the song, the intro, because like that's what's supposed to pull you in. Is it, so it's just like the disco beat?
I think it's just the opening line just sucks you in.
Oh, okay.
They're talking more about the opening line than the intro, like the music.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like that opening line where it's like everybody knows it and they could probably keep singing the song after it because of that opening line.
I get it. I disagree with that because I don't like that song.
Okay, thanks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Hating on the Bee Gees this early in the morning.
You need to listen. Okay. I'll save it for when Steve's not sober and I'll have this long, heartfelt conversation with you about why the Bee Gees are great. I did it to D. Ted Smith and I convinced him that the Bee Gees are actually an awesome band.
They really are.
Yeah.
So we need to put the people to the test, obviously. We're going to play the opening line, and you have to guess the artist or the song. Let's chat with Jennifer from Seattle. First off, Jennifer, who's your favorite band?
Hands down, Heart.
Heart.
Nice, good choice.
Okay, you know what? This band, artist is around that era of music, so maybe you'll be able to pick it up. I feel like you will. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy.
Do you know that one?
Uh-huh. Space Cowboy.
Do you know who sings it?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Steve Lillard.
Yeah!
And it's not, it's called The Joker, but.
It's not
there. Call me the gangster of love. The gangster of love.
I love the guitar right here.
Some people call me Maurice.
Who is this again?
Steve Miller Band.
Oh, okay.
Rock music. Rock music's crankiest man.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the pompous of love.
Right. Okay, I'm good. Yeah.
Gavin.
I freaking love that song.
Gavin from Redmond, who is your favorite band?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Oh, good choice.
Well, this is definitely not the Beatles, but let's see if you can figure out who it is. I think you should be able to rather quickly.
Okay. Okay, it's Nirvana.
Yeah. And that is... That is a great pick. I feel like, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit, probably their most iconic song. But when it comes to, like, vocals, I think everybody knows that line.
Yes, I want you to be.
Good one. That's a good one.
Matthew from Monroe, your favorite band would be who?
Oh, yeah, I got to pick the three that are all together. And it's Zeppelin, Guns N' Roses, and Tool.
But if okay.
I had to pick one, it'd be Tool, I think.
It's a great selection.
Know. Depends on the day. I also, I'm the same way. Like, it's hard for me to say one band is absolutely my favorite. It just depends on the mood.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
Rolling Stone.
Yes.
Yeah. For the Devil.
I still wanted to. I think I would put that as their best song ever.
It's such a great jam. I've been around for a long, long
year. Stole many a man's soul. Okay.
Brian from Tacoma. Your favorite band, sir?
Today I'm going to go with Stone Temple Pilots.
Okay. Oh. Well, you know what? This band, very popular. I think they've actually toured together.
Oh.
Not that long ago. So are you ready for yours?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
The world is a vampire.
Yes, that would be the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. This is that song when they do it live and he starts that opening line. You can just feel the energy of the entire room. Like, okay, S is about to go down.
I'm going to open this pit up.
I mean, he's just a rat in a cage after all.
Yeah, he is.
You got time for one more?
Yeah.
Sure. All Mason right. from Oak Harbor. Who's your favorite band?
Slayer!
Well, this is not Slayer, but let's see if you can figure it out. Ground
control. Oh, my God.
David Blumy. Bowie.
David Blumy for some, though. All right, I have one that I want to put in your guys' hand and see if you agree with me. I feel like this should be on the list. It's not on the list, but I feel like this is one of those songs, once you hear the opening line, you're ready to rock.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I've got another confession to make. I mean, it's no Bee Gees.
It's no Bee Gees. But rumor has it, when you hear that line, you instantly get pregnant.
Oh.
No, sorry. The Daily Migs
Show. Bill Belichick is a published author, Steve Migs. He's out doing a press tour for his new book called The Art of Winning, Lessons from a Life in Football.
And lessons on how to get a super hot younger woman as your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday, and he was asked about that current and much younger girlfriend of his. She was off to the side.
Yeah, she's watching the entire interview.
And he said he wasn't going to discuss this while the interview was underway.
24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
She sounds like a lot of fun.
Awkward. Also, he's doing the interview with a ripped sweatshirt. He's got like a giant hole in his sweatshirt. It's not like a fashionable rip. It's just Bill Belichick doing Bill Belichick things. But so many people are on social media. Like, I don't care. I mean, I get it. Like, you want some privacy, but it's not that bad of a question. And a lot of people now are assuming, well, maybe they met through like one of those websites.
Sugardaddy.com.
It's not, or seeking arrangements, or some people are just straight up on the comment section just being like, it's clear she was an escort and she doesn't want to admit to that. I'm like, this is a very strange way to handle a question like that, which seemed rather innocent.
Well, that interview leads us to want to ask a simple question. Let's go to Jennifer from Northgate. Jennifer, our simple question, how did you and your significant other meet?
Which one?
Excuse me?
Take your pick. Roll the dice. I've got stories.
Your current one.
Okay, yes.
I think you're going to say which one.
There's a 15-year difference in our age, so, you know. He's younger, by the way.
He's younger.
Oh, get it, girl.
And it was a Facebook post. Funny enough, actually, just a Facebook post.
What was your Facebook post, I'm in search of a younger man? Or, like, what was the post that led to that?
No. Friends in Seattle, because I have not been here that long.
Okay.
I just came up here, and literally, it was just me and my dog, and I was like, you know, got to make some friends, you know, meet for coffee, whatever, and yeah.
And so he's like, oh, yeah, I'll be your friend. What was the first thing you guys did?
Well, he invited me to the restaurant that he was managing and offered me some Mediterranean food, which this girl from Kentucky had never had. So I was like, sure, it's a public place, no problem. And he was working at the time, so yeah.
The food was that good?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're married now, and I love him a lot.
And all it took was a nice Mediterranean meal.
See, how hard was that to answer that question? Come on, Bill. Should we try one more?
Sure. Lorna from Belfair. How did you meet your significant other?
He was the wrong number.
Nice.
So he called you, or you called him?
No, I called him, kind of. So I was in school at the time. I was 17 in high school, and I was looking for a classmate that I kind of had a crush on at the time. So as we had back in our day, phone book, because I'm 54 now, so yeah, I went through all of the Roberts in the phone book in our area and just called up and say, yeah, hi, is Ron there?
That's amazing.
That's got to be a lot of Roberts, though.
And so was he like, hey, this is the wrong number, but you guys hit it off so well that you still wanted to meet up with him? Like, how did that end up happening?
Yeah, so kind of was exactly like that. So there was about 12 Roberts as the last name in my little tiny town of Simi Valley.
Did you date all 12?
And No, I think he was like number 8 or something. I don't know. I don't really remember that, but I just remember a nice lady answering the phone, and I said, yeah, hi, is Ronnie there? And she goes, oh, yeah, hold on. I'm like, oh, cool, I got it. Like, I was so excited. And then he answers the phone, and I'm like, wow, he sounds really different on the phone as he does in school. That's kind of weird. But I continued my conversation, and he played along. That was the thing. I was like, what the heck? So when he finally said, okay, I have a confession to make, I'm not really the guy that you're trying to talk to. I don't go to the same school as you. And he was a couple of years older than me. I was like in shock. But then my girlfriend that was at my house at the time was here for the whole conversation. And she goes, well, you should come over to meet her, and blurted out my address. Next thing I know, there's a click on the phone, and about 20 minutes later, there's a knock on my door, and he rode his 10-speed to my house to meet me.
I love everything about Florent. That story. So great.
Thanks, Lorna. That's awesome.
See, way better answer than this.
No.
No.
Looking for a classmate, ended up with an assmate.
Wow.
The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
If you have never seen the YouTube series Drumeo, you should absolutely check it out, because what they do is they take very popular drummers and they ask them to play drums to a popular song that they've never heard before.
It's one of my favorite things to watch. They'll take like a well-accomplished, well-known like metal drummer and then like have them play like a song that like a rock song or even like a Taylor Swift song, not hearing the drums, just hearing everything but the drums, and see what kind of drum parts they create, which makes you realize how important, okay, I'm biased because I'm a drummer,
God,
but how important a drummer is to a freaking song. Because it can change it, like Chad Smith, when he did a certain song, it changes the vibe.
The Mike Portnoy, Taylor Swift one was amazing.
Yes.
So John Stamos was part of the Drumeo family
Uncle
recently.
Jesse?
Uncle Jesse. And they had him try to play along with Papa Roach's Last Resort without ever having heard that song before.
First of all, John Stamos has got the coolest drum set, because it looks like they went to his place as opposed to him going to their studios. It's like this red, white, and blue glitter. And like, he's an accomplished drummer. He's played drums with the Beach Boys and with some other artists as well. Granted, he's not an accomplished metal drummer, though.
Well, this is the setup of his segment.
We'll play you a song with the drums removed.
Okay.
And then you can come up with your own drum part. And then at the end, we'll play you the original version with the drums in. We'll tell you what it is, who played on it.
Sound good? I don't want anything like, you know, Rush or...
I won't give you any...
Because Rush sucks. That's
no! Right. It's because it's too hard for anyone.
Yes.
Rush or...
I won't give you any Prog.
Okay.
Or Meshuggah or anything.
What's Meshuggah?
Oh my God, he's such a sweet old man.
Although you say that, then you look at the video and he looks younger than all of us.
I mean, I think
how
he's,
is that possible?
What is he, like early 60s? But he's a fine man.
He's like 60-ish going on 27. It's insane how good that dude looks.
This is some of the audio of him playing the song.
And again, like he does not know the drum part. So he's just playing along to the bass drum, to the bass guitar and vocals and nothing else. If I cut my arm bleeding, do you even care if I die bleeding? Would it be wrong, would it be right? And would you play like tonight? Chances are that I might. Mutilation out of sight. And I contemplate to do a side. Cause I'm losing my sight. Losing my mind. With the fight. I love that he actually turned it into like a more like high speed drum part. You would think the Beach Boys guy would tone it down a little
right?
bit.
I totally dig it.
No, you did a great job.
Well, then they unveiled to Uncle Jesse who the band was.
And this will make all of us feel maybe a little old.
We got it, dude.
Was that Ozzy Osbourne?
Okay, first of all. I never thought of Jacoby's voice sounding like Ozzy, but I could almost hear it.
Oh, God. That just...
That Ozzy Osbourne?
Was that Ozzy Osbourne?
No, but good guess.
Oh, really?
The band, have you ever heard of Papa Roach?
I have, but I don't know the music.
Okay. The song.
Yeah, if you knew the music, you would know that freaking song.
Because that's the song.
I mean, if you're going to know any Papa Roach songs, it's that one.
The song is called Last Resort, and the drummer is Dave Buckner. The song is massive on YouTube. It has...
Is it new?
No, it's from...
and you.
No, it's from 2003.
I wasn't born then yet. That's the thing.
It's got 246 million views on YouTube.
What is YouTube?
I love him.
Stamos is just sweating. Like, that song was like a full-on cardio workout for him. It was pretty freaking... It was awesome.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like that the Papa Roach song... I mean, you joked and said new and new. I would put that as maybe the all-time great new metal song. Is that a Limp Bizkit?
I was just going to say, over Limp Bizkit and Roland.
You know, but I mean, as far as staying power,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Papa Roach kind of went out of favor for a little bit. I never gave up on them, but some people did.
It also has one of probably the coolest intros in music in general.
Yeah, I feel like Papa Roach's Last Resort has never really gone away. Like, it's always been a song that, not everyone, obviously, but a lot of people love. Hell, I mean, Danny, it's not even an emo song, but you play it at emo night at Numo's. Which is what? Is this weekend?
Yes.
This Friday night?
This Friday. And it always hits hard. I mean, yeah. And there are like other new metal songs we can play, but I think that something about Papa Roach and even like I would argue like Linkin Park, like yep. they both kind of just like teeter that line of like we all listen to that as emo kids. And so now it's like acceptable to get into. But that's the only one. You don't play anything else by Papa Roach. Like no. You don't play Scars. It's just Last Resort.
That's that's funny how that is. That's the one.
So we are all obviously new metal appreciators.
Well, I was shocked because I went online to say that Papa Roach has got to be the number one new metal song of all time. And then I go online and it's not. But it was by Spin Magazine, which is a pretty reputable music magazine. They put it at number two.
Oh, boy.
Not number one.
Well, I bet that someone listening right now is a new metal aficionado. If you like your new metal, call now because we want to put you to the test.
Nobody a bigger aficionado than Danny, who's wearing a red baseball cap backwards. Didn't even talk about great timing.
It's very dursty, for sure. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you ask Steve Migs what the greatest new metal song of all time is, he would say...
Papa Roach.
Well, according to Spin Magazine, that is not... the number one new metal song, Steve.
And we're not just randomly thinking about this, although this does sound like one of those shower thoughts that we would have. It's because John Stamos just played drums to Papa Roach's, Uncle Jesse played drums to Papa Roach's Last Resort, and I was like, man, that has to be the greatest new metal song of all time. But Spin said, no, it's number two.
What's number one?
Well, we'll have to find out.
Okay, deal. Let's put our rockaholics to the test and go track by track. What we're going to do is play one of the bands that made the list, go track by track. We start with the drums.
Yes.
We add in the other instruments as we go along, and then you call out what new metal song, new metal band you believe it is. We've got Justin on the phone. Justin, you're a new metal fan. Who's your favorite new metal band?
You know, I was going back and forth for a while, just being like, Mushroom Head, Slipknot, but I'm going to have to go with one of my all-time favorites, which is Linkin Park, even though, but it's more on the lines of I go back and constantly listen to Linkin Park compared to going back and listening to Mushroom Head.
And I know for sure Slipknot and Linkin Park were considered one of the top new metal bands. And Linkin Park is definitely a band that started off that way and then kind of went down a different road. But I think they still deserve the new metal nod.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to start off with the one that they picked, Spin Magazine, as the number one new metal song of all time. Are you ready, Justin?
I am ready.
All right, we're starting with the drums. We'll throw in some bass, guitar, and then the vocals. And hopefully you can figure it out before the vocals. Here we go. I'll give you a little bass.
Freak on a Leash?
Yes.
Holy cow, I was not there.
I thought for sure nobody would get that until that like that this guitar part pops in.
Oh, Korn is one of my all-time favorites, and it will always be. And that particular song, my buddy's dad played on these huge horn speakers and blasted it through the whole neighborhood. It was excellent.
Oh, that's awesome. And now you could get a dog collar from Korn, part of their Freak on a Leash collection.
It's a very nice collection. They also have denim harnesses. It's very cool.
Okay, so that was number one.
Color me surprised. I did not get that one at all.
No.
You didn't? No. I thought, Danny, honestly, I thought once you heard the drums, you're going to be like, oh, I got it.
Nope.
Wow. Okay.
Just the guitar.
Are you ready for what was picked as the number four? Number two was Papa Roach. Number three was the Deftones. I didn't think anybody was going to be able to figure that one out. But number four, I feel like, let's put it in Taryn Daly's hands.
Oh, Lord.
Are you ready?
Here
okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Start with the drums. We'll throw a little bass.
Oh, I got it.
You got it.
Yeah. Oh, it's Trap Suey.
Yes. I feel like Danny would know because I think you play this at Emo Night as well.
Every time. Mosh Pit always gets started to this one.
I love this music video too. It's so dope.
Do you remember the first time you heard this song?
Yeah.
I'll never forget hearing it. I was working at the end, and they say, oh, we have a brand new System of Down. Because we were playing, like, Sugar, which was off of their first record. Like, brand new song. It's going to trip you out. I'm like, how so? And then I hear it, and I was like, what the hell is this? And I don't think anybody had thought, like, how is this ever going to become a popular hit of a song? And Sure as ass, it did.
All these years later, making the list of Spin Magazine.
All right, one more. Number 7 greatest new metal song of all time. Danny, it's on you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Limp Bizkit, Nookie.
Oh!
Oh, Break Stuff. I was close.
Yep. I was actually surprised that Nookie wasn't ahead of it, but you know what? I'm not arguing. I think Break Stuff is a way cooler song.
It's way more popular too.
That but has more staying power.
Yes.
Because everyone wants to break stuff. Not everybody wants to get laid.
Okay. The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.